G'day, it's Blandy, and welcome to the Triple M Big Breakfast Podcast. And just a reminder, if you want some extra cash, and who doesn't, join me each weekday morning after 7 for the Triple M Secret Sound. On the way, Regina told us what makes her day, but she had a rat problem to boot.
Blandy for breakfast, only on Triple M. Hit subscribe now.
James, good morning to you, mate, on this Tuesday. Let's have your gag.
Good morning, Blandy. What's the difference between a Harley Davidson and a vacuum cleaner?
What's the difference between a Harley Davidson and a vacuum cleaner, James?
The vacuum cleaner keeps the dirt bag on the inside.
Oh, geez, a few bikies who'll be looking for your address, mate.
Hey. So I'll take them on.
Yeah, you're going to have to give me some money there, some hush money.
I'll take them on.
You'll take them on, Jim. Have a great day, mate. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
And a very good morning, Tim. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate.
All right, Tim, first-time caller. So, Tim, as we do with our first-time callers, the studio audience like to welcome you to the show, mate. And we put the spotlight on you right now. The stage is yours. Tim, take it away.
It's a bit old, this one, but we'll see how we go.
It's all right. We're all old. Go on, what do you got? Yeah.
Why did Donald Trump have to leave the White House?
Why did Donald Trump have to leave the White House? I don't know.
Because it was for Biden.
That's good. It's a nice little play on words there, Timothy.
Thanks, Blandy.
What's happening within the walls of the Fraser Coast Council? You can talk to me. It's Councillor Chat Tuesday on Triple M's Big Breakfast.
And the Deputy Mayor, Darren Everard, good morning.
Hey, g'day, Andrew. Good morning, listeners. Okay. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Another day of the Olympics as well. And our very own Matty Houser did everybody proud yesterday, did he not?
He did. It was great to see Matt on the big screen. And I was at the function at the beach house yesterday morning, and it was just a great experience. And like to all the Australians yesterday, and yeah, congratulations. And I think our community can be very proud of Matt and how he performed yesterday.
Yeah, first Olympics and come in 24th. It may sound a fair way down the list, but I tell you what, you know, those times are pretty tight. So he'll go into the next Olympics just a bit more experience and hopefully go up a bit.
The best is yet to come, I reckon.
Absolutely. Now, what's happening in council?
Look, we've got a little bit going on. We've got a meeting tomorrow. We've got a few matters to discuss. We've got a proposal to allow hire scooters on the Esplanade, so that'll be an interesting conversation.
Ooh.
We're out again for consultation with our local laws, so we're really encouraging people to get along to those. We've had a few sessions. We've got Tyro and Nurrumburra, I think, to come. But look, there's lots of roadworks around the region, as everybody knows. And just, like council's been getting a few calls about the ones on Brell Road, like they're a state government project, and we thank the state for their support on that one. But just if you are travelling on Brell Road, please slow down and just allow yourself that extra 10 minutes to get wherever you're going, just in case.
Yeah, I must admit I avoid that way at the moment, mate, with the roadworks. I think, no, I'll just hit the Maribor Harvey Bay Road. I think it's going to be quicker in the long run.
Yeah, look, it will be. But yeah, look, it's great that that's been upgraded. And as I said, we thank the state government for that. But look, if you are travelling, just be mindful. There's people working out there, and there's going to be delays.
Yep.
And they're really important upgrades to make that section of road safer, not straighter, safer. So, yeah, just allow that little bit extra longer time, travel time.
Sure. I still think we should be pushing for lights at the end of Boundary Road, mate, onto that road.
So that's well and truly on my list. Again, that's a state intersection.
Sure,
and
sure.
Look, they are designing that at the moment.
Are they? Cool.
Yeah. So we've had a couple of meetings with Department of Transport about that. And look, I think it was number 550th in the state as intersections that needed upgrading.
Oh.
We are chipping away. And I know it's a fair bit higher than that now. But
yeah.
Still, the government's got priorities, and we'll just keep advocating to get it upgraded.
Yeah, it's all you can do, mate. Push and push hard. Back to the scooters for a second. Is the bike path wide enough to warrant that, mate? Look, I know it'd be fantastic, but sections of that path as it is now, if you're walking along, ding, ding, there's bikes, you move over to the side. It's a great path, don't get me wrong, but, you know, gee, if it was wider, it would be a lot better, wouldn't it?
Yeah, look, it would be. And in places, we can make it wider, but in other places, we've got to take trees out to do that. And, you know, we're doing a coastal hazard adaptation scheme where we've got to work out what our defence point is for the Fraser Coast. In some places, the esplanade isn't very wide, and we just have to work that out.
Mm.
If we do allow the higher scooters in, they can be geofenced, they can be governed. It's the private ones that get on there, and you shoot along a little bit too fast. And same with bike riders. Like, it's a real challenge.
We've
got to come up with a local law somehow to try and manage the speed limit, but we can't go out and issue tickets.
Well, the bikes can't really go on the road. It's too dangerous. You know, with cars parked on the side of the road, it's not wide enough, I guess, the esplanade, to warrant cars parking and bikes and cars. There's nowhere to go. So they've got to go on the footpath or on the bikeway, walkway.
Is it?
Yeah, the majority of the time.
As a young person said to me the other day, we should be getting ready for hoverboards and stuff like that because they're coming.
And really?
I'm 53, I'm starting to get too old. But anyway, but look, it is a challenge. It's something that we've got to discuss tomorrow. But look, if anyone's using the Esplanade, if you're riding a bike or a scooter, slow down, use your bell, and just be mindful of your surrounds and who's around you.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Darren, we are out of time. Much appreciate you stepping up this morning in the absence of our Mayor George Seymour. Triple M as we go live to the Institute, Professor Smart Arthur. Hello.
If you wore a Teflon suit, could you ever end up in a sticky situation?
Why is it so?
Regina, what makes your day?
Look, I'm not just plodding around and accomplishing things down my yard and looking back and going, wow, I did that.
There's nothing like when you mow the lawns, do the edges, and maybe a bit of weeding, and you do, as you suggest, look back at your garden and go, you know what, that's not a bad effort, is it?
No, this week I have just done that, the mowing and weeding and poisoning. And, yeah, today I'm thinking, oh, I should just sit today, but no, I'm tempted.
What are you going to do today?
Well, I've got rats in my chook pan, which is a bit of a problem.
Oh, goodness.
And I trapped one, and I tried to take him somewhere and let him go, but he ran under my car.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Now he's in my car.
Are you picking up rats?
They're in my chook house.
Oh, I know, but you're handling them, are you?
No, I caught it in a trap.
Oh, that's right. I'm caught in a trap. Okay. Well, aren't
so
you kind?
What would really make my day if I could catch this rat tonight. I tell you, I put the trap in the bonnet of the car last night, but he didn't go in it.
Oh, that is hilarious. Hey, Regina, good luck with the rat. I might actually have to call you over the next couple of days and find out how you went with this rat, okay?
You can, Brandy. Oh, look, I'm praying to get him because if he chews wires in my car, I'm carless.
Oh, I wouldn't be getting in the car with a bloody rat in there, Regina.
He's in the bonnet. He's in the bonnet.
Oh, goodness gracious. I dread to
think. My little dog told me yesterday, she was scratching at the wheel and I went, uh-oh. And then I put my bonnet up and there was a bit of bread in there where we got some bird bread and taken it into my bonnet and ate it.
Gee, there's never a dull moment in your life, Regina. I'm going to put you into the drawer for the Cheesecake Shop voucher and the Granville Butchery voucher. Thanks for
Thank
that.
You.
Bye. It's the Brain Teaser for Tuesday. Colleen, g'day.
Good morning, Blandy. How are you?
I'm all right. Have I got you this morning with this one?
Oh, most likely. We'll wait and see.
Well, okay. Well, look, I'll go through it again. It is a bit lengthy, so just bear with me. There's a word in the English language in which the first two letters signify a male. The first three letters are female, the first four signify a great man, and the whole word, a great woman. What is the word?
Yeah. It's heroin.
It's heroin.
He, her, hero, heroin.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you look that up or you've worked that out?
No, because a male, then a female, so he and her.
Yes, exactly right.
And then it flows.
And then hero. a great man and heroine, a great woman. Look, I reckon you deserve, in fact, take the whole packet of gold stars, okay?
Oh, well.
and not only go to the head of the class, you can teach the class, I think, for the next 24 hours. Hey, Colleen, good job.
Thank you.
Okay, have a
wonderful. I love a challenge.
Oh, I know you do. And I love giving it to you as well. Thanks for that. Bye.
Radios, bye.
Hello, Al.
Oh, good morning, Andrew.
Now, Al, have you called me for a brain teaser before?
I don't think I have.
I didn't realise that you were up at this time of the morning, Al.
I didn't realise I was either.
Hey, mate, Colleen just nailed this one, so let's see how good you are. Do you want me to go through it all again?
Oh, no. Well, look, Colleen's a bit of a heroine, is she?
Oh, look at you, heroine. Have you heard that before, Al?
No, I haven't. No, I just heard you say it this morning, and I thought, gee, I know this one.
And you did indeed. Now, I've given all the gold stars this morning to Colleen. I wasn't thinking that perhaps you'd get this right, Al. So,
no, that's okay.
I'm wondering what else I've got here. I've got a jelly bean down there. Would you like a black jelly bean?
Just one black jelly bean.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, that's all I've got, so that's all you're going to have. Okay, I'll put that in the mail for you.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Now, I'll just go through it too for those who have just joined us, Al. There is a word in the English language in which the first two letters signify a male, the first three signify a female, the first four a great man, and the whole word a great woman. And, of course, heroine is that with he, her, hero, and heroine.
That's it for now. Catch Blandy weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Triple M Fraser Coast, or subscribe here to get all the best bits.